60 tons of chicken feet and never got his chicken feet. This guy in Los Angeles ordered it online from a dude in Texas. He paid $20,000 for 60 tons of chicken feet and never got it. So they're investigating this guy.
He ruffled his feathers.
So who was buying? Lori, you can tell us about chicken feet. What do you know? Do you have some in your pantry?
I do not currently have any in my pantry, but I have had them.
How?
And I'll tell you what. My agility students, this is for dog training, some of my agility students bring those occasionally for special rewards for the dogs. They love them.
Oh, treats for the dogs.
But
the dogs love them.
What form do they come in? Is it just like the actual feet, or is it something that's ground up?
It's the actual foot, and they're disgusting looking, but the dogs just chew them right up. So it's similar to pig ears or something like that.
They have
some good value for dogs. They're not just a wasted treat.
And this is something you can just go on Amazon and have ordered up, and they deliver them on over, as many as you like.
Well, I don't know where they ordered them from. I'm pretty sure not Amazon, because this person also feeds organic raw food. So okay. I'm sure it's a specialty shop.
All right.
There's got to be some place. Thank you, Lori. There's got to be some place in say, Whatcom County or Skagit County where you can just go get chicken feet.
Probably.
There's got to be a chicken feet supplier, I would think. All right. Now, Stephanie knows people who bake with chicken feet or add it to food. Or what do they do with it, Stephanie? What do they put their chicken feet in?
Okay. I've been there at their house when they cook them. They cook all kinds of things, and I love a lot of their food, and they try to get me to try it. And at this time, I said, oh, you said what? I said, oh, we're having chicken feet. I go over to the kettle. It's a big kettle on the stove. It's in a broth, so they're basically boiling them with seasoning. They love Johnny seasoning. You put ton of that in everything. Now, I cannot specifically remember asking where they got the chicken feet, but I'm asking where they got a lot of the, what to me are strange things, feet. Everything they get at Walmart.
Hold on, Stephanie. So it's a broth. It's the chicken feet. They use the chicken
stock
feet to season
for making the stock.
Gotcha.
Like a good base for making soups and things
like
that.
All right.
It boil out all the nutrients in there. And to me, it sounded like there was like vodka and chicken sauce in there.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Chicken feet cocktails is what sounded like what was going on this morning.
Well, this is all good news for you. You got chickens.
I buried one the other day. A dog got loose in the neighborhood, and I hear this barking, and I'm in the house, and I'm like, why are my dogs freaking out? And I go outside, and I see this dog from the neighborhood is running loose, and he got a couple of our birds.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should have hung on to the feet.
Had I known there was value in them.
A number of emails coming in this morning saying, used in Asian soups. So
people say, hey, the chicken feet, you get your glucosamine, your chondroitin. Cooks up nice in stocks.
Where do you get the chicken feet?
Where do you get them?
Brad and John, KISM. Hi.
Good morning. As far as where to find chicken feet, tell people to try their local co-op.
Oh, yeah.
We've got them frozen at our co-op in Friday Harbor.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They come in a 6-pack, or you get them in a 12-pack, or how do that happen?
It's just kind of a frozen bag with a bunch of feet in it.
I'm going to get it just to get it. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It looks strange.
Can you imagine the people waiting for that ferry to come in? Are you waiting on a relative or somebody coming to visit? No, the shipment of chicken feet is overdue.
I'm going to get me
the boat's coming in.
Some chicken feet and a mallet, and then I'll pound it up, ground it up, and then I'll put it in my orange juice in the morning, and everything will be great.